You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. What a game in Denver last night. Famous Jameis went off. He certainly had a game, but it didn't matter because the Broncos won it 41-32. Jaquan McMillan with a pick six hizzy, 44 yards. That sealed it with about a minute 48 left. And Denver ruined a career night by famous Jameis and ex-Bronco wide receiver Jerry Jeudy in beating the Browns. The good news for Winston, how about 497 yards and four touchdowns? The bad, two picks, and Denver returned them both for scores. The Broncos had three picks for 171 interception return yards against him. He said, it was my fault. I've got to play better. Meanwhile, he had an incredible night. And he had a game like that in 2019 with Tampa. He led the NFL in yards, was second in TD passes, but he also led the league in picks. He said, I know I'm better than this. I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes. That's not me. Phenomenal game on offense. Do some great things, but I messed it up. As for Jeudy, used to play for the Broncos, he had nine catches for 235 yards, the most in NFL history by a receiver against his former team. He also had a touchdown. Jeudy played four seasons with Denver. He was booed all night long. He said, they only boo you when they know there's something great in you. Well, that may be the case. Nick Benito intercepted Winston and went 71 yards to the hizzy late in the second quarter. Winston became the first NFL quarterback to throw for 400 or more yards with four or more TD passes and two pick sixes. Bo Nix, 294 yards. He had a bomb from his own end zone that Mims caught for a 93-yard tutty. He also threw two picks in the game. But the Broncos are 8-5 entering their bye week in the seventh and final playoff spot in the AFC. They got a 76% chance to make the playoffs, according to the NFL. The team hasn't been in the playoffs since winning the Super Bowl after the 2015 season. As for Sean Payton, he said it wasn't perfect by any means, but we were able to finish. Big plays. The game was full of them. Winston surpassed the Browns' record of 457 held by Josh McCown in 2015. He threw a 70-yard TD pass to Jeudy and a pair of scores to Njoku in falling to 2-3 as a starter for the Browns, since he replaced Deshaun Watson. So Cleveland led 32-31 on Winston's 5-yard TD pass to Chubb when Nix drove the Broncos to the Browns' 9 on 4th-and-1. Payton lined up to go for it, but changed his mind after a timeout. Lutz kicked the go-ahead field goal from 27 yards out with 2:54 left. But Winston and Browns had plenty of time to drive at the winning score, but he threw a ball to Moore and McMillan jumped on it. He fell to the turf, untouched, made the catch, got up, and sprinted to the house. Nick said, the fact that they did it twice was kind of crazy. I'm over there sitting. The benches have heaters, and I don't even have to move. It's pretty nice for the offense when they bail us out like that. Judy, of course, was a first-round pick in 2020, was traded to Cleveland this spring after an up-and-down time in Denver. He paused at the goal line before falling backward into the end zone on his long TD catch. He also caught a two-point conversion to pull the Browns to 28-25. Stefanski said, we had a plan going into the game in terms of trying to get him open. I thought the plan was solid. Jerry executed the plan really well, got him open. Jameis made some throws. It's hard in the losing effort to feel good about anything. The Broncos had their running game going in the first half. Javonte Williams and Burton had scoring TDs. It was Burton's second TD of his 10-year career. The Browns fell to 4-13 in the Mile High City. Dustin Hopkins missed a 47-yard field goal to the left on Cleveland's opening drive. Of course, Nix, who got Rookie of the Week three times this year, threw his first pick since November 3rd. He was getting chased by Garrett. He tried to force a pass to Franklin over the middle, and Denzel Ward reached in to fight to the ball, and Newsom, the second, picked it off in the air when it popped up. And bottom line is, that's it. Broncos win. Safety Brandon Jones had a groin injury. The Browns are at Pittsburgh on Sunday. Have fun with that. Revenge time for the Steelers after losing in Cleveland. They're going to get their lunch served to them on Sunday at the place the Steelers play. And the Broncos, after the bye, host Indianapolis on December 15th. All right, let's look at the NBA. Last night, I split four games. I hit the Celtics, and I hit the Hawks. The Hawks, 124-112 over the Pelicans. A double-double, his 15th on the year for Ice Trey. He had 12 and 15 dimes. Johnson had 19 and 7 boards for Atlanta as well. The other game I hit was the Celtics, 108-89 over the Heat. They covered the 9.5. Pritchard had 25. Brown had 29. The games I got wrong were the Bulls, 128-102 over the Nets. I took the Nets. Giddey had a triple-double, 20 points, 13 boards, 11 dimes. And I got the Lakers wrong. The T-Wolves beat him at the Target Center, 109-80. Easy work for Minnie last night. Gobert had a double-double, 17 and 12 for Minnesota. They finally looked like they cared last night. They've looked like crap all year. There's no doubt about it. Tonight, NBA Cup. Magic have won 12 of 13. They're getting 4.5 at the Garden against the Knicks, 7:30 on TNT. 7 o'clock, Sixers at Hornets. Philly laying 4.5 on the road. Wizards and Cavs at the Rocket. Cleveland laying 16.5. Bucks are at the Pistons. Bucks are laying 4.5. Raptors are home to the Pacers. Indy's laying 2.5 on the road. The Jazz are in Oak City. Thunder are laying 13.5. Grizzlies at 8:30 against the Mavs. Dallas laying 3.5 at home at the American Airlines Center. 9 o'clock, Spurs at Suns in the Valley at the Footprint Center. Phoenix laying 7.5. 10 o'clock on TNT, the nightcap, Dubs and Nuggets from the Ball Arena in Denver. Denver's laying 4.5. The Dubs have lost 4 straight. 10 o'clock, Rockets and Kings at the Golden One. Raise the beam. Kings are laying 1.5 at home. And 10:30 at the Intuit in La 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 Lipstick City. It's the Blazers and Clippers. Harden's been on a heater. Clippers are laying 8.5, and they're 13-9 now. College basketball was pretty weak last night. Georgetown is 7-1. They beat UMBC, Baltimore County, 86-62. The only other games, Old Dominion by 5 over William & Mary, Bryant by 5 over Drexel, Miami of Ohio by 13 over Air Force, Rhode Island by 6 over Yale, and then Pacific covered against Colorado in Boulder, but the Buffs won at 75-66. And Washington State won at Nevada in Reno, 68-57. They were getting 11.5, and they won the game outright. So that was a strong effort by the Cougars. Tonight, ranked number 14, Cincinnati at Villanova at the Finneran Pavilion in Philly. Cincy laying 3.5. And Number 23, Ole Miss is at Louisville at the Yum Center. Louisville laying 3.5, 9:30 on ESPN. Number 4, Kentucky at Clemson at Little John. Kentucky laying 2.5. Watch out, Clemson's 7-1, and they're 5-0 at home. Kentucky on upset alert. 7:30, Syracuse at number 3, Tennessee at the Food City Center in Knoxville. Tennessee laying 18.5. 9 o'clock on Peacock, Michigan is at 8-0, Wisconsin. The Badgers are ranked 11th, Wisconsin laying 2.5. Georgia Tech's at number 21, Oklahoma at the Noble Center in Norman. Oklahoma laying 10.5. Oklahoma 7-0 and 4-0 at home. Look out, they're going to roll the Yellow Jackets. 9 o'clock on the Deuce, Wake Forest at number 22, A&M at the Reed Arena in College Station. A&M's laying 9.5. Hockey last night. Everybody loves hockey. Devils 5-1 over the Rangers. Brad had a goal and 3 helpers. Jack Hughes with a pair of goals. The Rangers have lost 6 of 7. Devils spank them 5-1. I hit the Leafs on the puck line, laying a goal and a half on Varel coast to coast. Leafs win it 4-1. Matthews with a goal. And I told you the Stars would win by a goal. Final score, Dallas 2-1 in Utah. Schmaltz had a goal for Utah. Ben had a goal for the Stars. They get it done on the road. As for tonight in the NHL, 7 o'clock, Panthers and Penguins at the PPG in the Steel City. Florida's minus $1.70 with their 15-9-1 record. Red Wings and Bruins at the Garden in Boston. No line. Avs and Sabres in Chavanaugh, Buffalo. Colorado's minus $1.45. Watch out. The Sabres are decent. They're 11-11-2. Maybe they'll give the Avs a game tonight. 7 o'clock, Islanders and Canadiens at the Bell Center in Montreal. Islanders are minus $1.35. 7 o'clock, Sharks and Caps in D.C. at the Capital One. Washington minus -280. 7 o'clock, Kraken and Canes at Raleigh. Canes are minus -270. They're 16-7-1. 8 o'clock, Canucks and Wild in St. Paul at the XL. Minnesota's minus $1.50. 8 o'clock, Blues and Jets in Farrellipeg. Jets are minus -210. They're 18-7. 9 o'clock, Jackets and Flames at Saddle Dome. Should be a good game. Calgary minus $1.35. They're 9-3-0 at home. I like the Flames. And 10 o'clock, the Oilers, who are 8-3-1 on the road against the Vegas Golden Knights, who are 9-3-0 at home. Should be an awesome game. Edmonton's favored, minus $1.30. Make sure you catch Farrell Coast to Coast every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 on SportsGrid TV, SportsGrid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. Of course, we're on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search SportsGrid, you'll find us. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo, YouTube TV, Fire TV, and SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Byline USA, and all their affiliates. Make sure you catch Farrell Unplugged. Make sure you catch Farrell and The Prophet. And how about Prophet Plays? And how about all the other great shows? Meet the Creeps, Miserable Men, Pipe Dreamers, Barely Legal. You get it all on the Farrell and The Prophet app. Just search Farrell. You'll find the app. It's no big deal. See you at 3 on C2C. It's Farrell on the bench. Shake out, ooh.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.